AM 1240 and 95.3 FM WJON. Jim Gravinsky, local historian, joins me now, and we're talking about hotels and motels in the St. Cloud area. Jim, thanks for doing this.
Oh, it's fun.
You know, it's interesting when you look, and I've gone to so many small towns over the years, and oftentimes some of these small towns next to the railroad track would have a hotel.
A hotel.
Now, they weren't big, a lot of cases, mm-hmm. and in some cases, the building's still there, but it turned into like a home residence.
And St. Cloud still has a couple of them.
St. Cloud still has some of those.
Yeah,
so you look at the history, there's a lot of hotels, motels, and what is the difference between a hotel and a motel?
Well, a motel, you drive up to hotel parking lot or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you think of like outside entrance would be like a motel.
Yes. And I'll be telling you about one motel in St. Cloud that actually had its own parking garage. So you had your room and next to it a garage.
Oh, okay.
That was very popular. You go on Route 66, and these hotels from the 50s and 60s, a lot of them had that. Some of our cars won't fit in them today, but...
You know. Right, yeah, because that's how it was. It was just a small garage to go along with the hotel room.
Correct.
Yeah, interesting. All right, so the first one we're going to start off with is the Germain Motor Motel. Tell me about that.
Well, in 1921, the Breen Hotel opens in downtown St. Cloud on the corner of 9th Avenue and St. Germain Street. Then it becomes the Germain Hotel, and it stayed open until September of 1980 when it closed because it no longer met fire codes. But after they did renovated it, it's now a 60-apartment housing for elderly people. So it's kind of nice.
Yeah. So was it, so the Breen, does that named after a person?
You know, I believe it was the fellow who built it. And then it actually had another name in between the Germain Motor Hotel, and then the Germain Hotel. So
right, but it initially was, when it was a the hotel, Breen. Was the Breen. That was the first version of it being a hotel. And that's, and what's there now, you said?
Oh, well, it's right next to the Paramount. It still looks exactly the same, but it's housing 60 apartments for elderly
and people.
Subsidized housing.
The Paramount. Okay. All right, how about the Radisson Hotel? I remember that one. In fact, my wedding reception was held when it was the Radisson.
Well, it had a couple names before that. In the 1880s, the Central House opened on the corner of 5th Avenue and St. Germain Street. In 1898, it was replaced by the Grand Central Hotel. I remember the Grand Central Hotel. I remember going in there and getting Coney Island sandwich. But then in the late 1980s, Jim Graves developed the site into a 103-room, 9-story luxury Radisson Hotel. It opened in 1990. But then in 2012, he changed the name to Lee St. Germain. The Radisson and Lee St. Germain's address really was 404, not 5th, because the front of the building was facing, you might say, the convention center.
Yeah, because that's what it is now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But prior to that, it was facing 5th Avenue?
Definitely. You entered on 5th Avenue. But it's now... But then in 2015, he sold it, and it's now the Courtyard by Marriott.
Okay, and that's a chain that you see those.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, lots of different places you go.
Lots.
Okay.
Lots of different.
So, yeah, then that's been a hotel for a long time, then, that particular location has.
Oh, definitely. Well, since early 1800s, it's that same location. It just changed addresses because the front door changed.
Well, and think about it, too, is that there used to be a railroad track that went by there. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you have, and the railroad track still is there. Yeah, because you got the bridge. Mm-hmm. And then you also have the river right there. So, I mean, it's an ideal location because of transportation to have a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Sunwood Inn and Convention Center?
Well, in 1977, Dan Brutker Company opens the Sunwood Inn and Convention Center. It had 140 rooms, and it was built on Highway 23 and 52 on the Mississippi. And the main reason it was built there was it had access to US 10 and I-94. But
is there anything there now? What's there now?
But in 1990, the Brutker Company was faced foreclosure. And in 1992, they declared bankruptcy. It's now the Best Western Kelly Inn.
Oh, sure, yeah. So that's still there, and it's been there for a long time. So that's right in that same area, very close to, where the Radisson was, courtyard by Marriott now is. So,
you know, it's interesting. We went to this downtown meeting about 2 weeks ago, and about what they want to do with downtown, and people want to... We need to use the river. Well, what would we do with the Kelly Inn? Somebody said, blow it up.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Because, see, they built it. They didn't use the river when they built these buildings.
Well, it's high banks. Yeah. I mean, so you're not going to get real close to it because you got the real high banks along the river in that location. The side of the river, I mean, Munsinger Gardens, that's a lower bank. And then there's, of course, that location down where the Cathedral football field used to be. And that would flood,
right.
It's been a while since it has, but that's a lower bank.
But they're talking about utilizing it. Maybe
the views.
Maybe glass windows.
Yeah.
Maybe put patios back there. Not just that hotel, but, I mean, and, using the river.
And then the river's edge has a parking garage, which isn't really utilizing the river either.
The city didn't really help.
Yeah, it's true. So how about Grand Stay?
Well, the Grand Stay is at 213 6th Avenue South on Highway 23 downtown. In the mid-70s, there was a Texaco station there, but they demolished it because Klein Oldsmobile Cadillac wanted to expand. But then in 1999, the land was cleared for a Grand Stay opening in the year 2000. So Klein Cadillac Oldsmobile was there.
Right.
I used to go there all the time. I bought several cars from them.
Now, you recall that there was a movie theater that was right in that same area across the street.
Yes, down the street. It was kind of a cheap theater.
It was the cheap theater. Yeah. When I was in college, that's where we'd go. Yeah. There's like two screens, I believe it was, at least at that time.
Mm-hmm. Usually... what was playing there played, a half a year before or the year before. But what's the difference?
Yeah, well, as far as we were concerned, it was cheaper. So took advantage of it. How about the Holiday Inn and Convention Center? This certainly is very notable. Been there a long time.
Well, in 1997, Dick and Dean Anderson opened the Holiday Inn and Convention Center at 70 South 37th Avenue in St. Cloud. And in 1994, they expanded the hotel to 259 rooms. Now, on the panel, we were talking about, someone said, well, where were these cabins? Because there's a book in the studio there. And I said, those cabins you're talking about that were for rent are on this location. So many buildings or hotels and motels today did have little cabins prior to it, but it would be like in the 50s and 60s or even in the 40s.
Sure. And and those were available for rent, just like a hotel room would be.
Well, one of them was for rent in over by Anton's in the year 2000. They had three cabins for rent.
So what was the year that the Holiday Inn opened in its current location?
1977.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's been there a long time, and I know they underwent pretty substantial renovations recently. How about the Royal Court Motel?
Well, the Royal Court Motel it was called the Royal Court Motel. It was at 720 Highway 10 South, which is over by Quick Trip, Culver's, across the street, right on Highway 10. But then in 2010, they changed the name to Knight's Inn. It's still there. I do see a for sale sign.
Yeah.
You know, that land is worth more than the buildings, I would think.
Probably. Yeah, it's been there a long time. And that's one of those motels where it's outside entrance.
Yeah.
And there's the parking lot right in front of it. How about the Comfort Inn?
Well, in 2000, the Comfort Inn opens at 4040 2nd Street South in St. Cloud. And then in 2011, it becomes the Quality Inn. So, yeah.
Right. And they've got, they had a restaurant, I believe it was a pizza place prior to it. Well, now it's House of Pizzas there.
Yes.
What was the restaurant that was there before
that? I remember we going there because Mike Doles, who owned the Coyote Moon, said, you got to go there for their fried pickles.
Okay.
So we went there and had fried pickles.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. And that's always had a restaurant attached to that particular building, the Comfort Inn, now Quality Inn. How about the Econo Lodge?
Well, the Econo Lodge was at 420 Southeast Highway 10 in St. Cloud. And but it's now the Salvation Army.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about the American?
Well, the American, that's interesting. In 1989, American International, a St. Cloud-based company founded by Jim Graves. It used to be a Brutker company when it first opened. But then, of course, when Brutker had filed bankruptcy, Jim Graves, really, that him and a few other people really got into the motel-hotel business. But in 1989, they joined forces with a Wisconsin company, which include Green Bay Packer great Bart Starr, to franchise motels nationwide, mostly in towns with a population under 20,000. Now, I knew the president real well, Rod Lindquist. He was a tenant of mine because he owned Big Apple Bagel downtown St. Cloud, and we own that building. He also is the person who opened the Loft Condominium downtown. So they did a lot. But American Inn is now franchised by Wyndham. And there are two in St. Cloud and one in Sartell. And in 2003, Cold Spring American Inn on the Sauk River, downtown Cold Spring, was sold to another party, and they changed the name to Riverside Inn. And there was an American Inn Avon also, but they changed the name to AmeriView Inn and Suites. So, and I do know two other people who had Americans, but they changed to their own private company.
Okay, gotcha. Let's get a break now. We're talking about hotels and motels in the St. Cloud area. More to come with Jim Gervinsky, local historian, in just a moment.